Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on September 15th, 2015, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. Six storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Oldest Trick in the Book. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Steve Gonzalez and is titled The Good, The Bad, and The Smuggler. Thank you for listening.
Okay, I left Great Falls on a Sunday morning. It was March 15th. Gray and cloudy. Wind was blowing. I figured if I make it to Lincoln, I'll get gas, finish my trip all the way back to Missoula. And if I'm on time, I can make the 4 o'clock Bikram yoga class. So my mind was just on, I was spaced out, just driving along, and a friend of mine's wife gave me some CDs of her theme shows. She does public radio in Great Falls, and one of the themes was letters, so every song has letters in it, so I'm listening. And after over an hour, man, there's no Lincoln. I mean, where is Lincoln? Man, so anyway, I pulled over. It's Sweetgrass. If anybody knows where Sweet... Okay, I'm going to say it for you, you dumbass. So I get gas. And I'm just road weary. And I see these semis winding. So I thought, okay, I'm going to follow these guys. They'll get me back on the highway. Just keep going. So I do it. And then they kind of go down. And I get to the point where they went down, and that's when I heard that tune. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Ah, oh, you're traveling in another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey through a wondrous land where the boundaries are that of your imagination. The next stop, the Twilight Zone. Canada. I mean, you can't put it in words like, what happened? Okay, I didn't want to make a U-turn because I have a thing with borders. So I thought, okay, I'll just tell the dude, man. Made a mistake. So I wait my turn. I go up. Look, I blew it. I'm heading to Missoula. I was working in Great Falls. I don't have a passport. I do not want to go to Canada. Just need to make a U-turn. He asked for my license. I gave my license. Then he starts saying, do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have seeds? Thinking, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about what? What did I do? How lame. Fucking Canada. Do you have this? Do you have the? No. Okay. Go up there. Pull in front of the office and explain to the customs officer. Oh, God, I'm in it. So I do it, park in front of the office, run up to the desk. I'm trying to explain, look, this is what happened. The guy told me to come in here. Then there's this black dog. This black dog's all over me, sniffing me and doing all this stuff, wagging his butt. I just squat down. I'm scratching his head. Hey, baby, because he's playing with a yellow tennis ball. But the leash is around my leg. I look up and there's the Canadian version of a mean RoboCop. Bulletproof vest, gun, tasers, walkie-talkie. What do you got in your crotch? Huh? Wrong answer. You have something in the crotch. The dog went to your crotch. I'm going, I'm just stuttering. You have something in your crotch. You have narcotics. You have weapons. I'm going, and I'm thinking, man, all the dogs go to your crotch or your butt. Or... I was waiting for him to present his rear. So I'm going, look, I don't know. I don't do drugs. Lift up my shirt. Weapons, What's that? My pocket knife? Okay, put everything on the counter. Put your hands on the counter. What do you have in your vehicle? Man, my tools, bags, food, dirty clothes. Do you have any narcotics? No, no. Do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have an explosive? Do you have firearms? I'm thinking. By then I'm thinking, when he got to handgun, I'm going, oh, man. If I have my red bag in my van, there's a handgun. I don't know what kind it is. They send some people out there. They come back. There's like five of them now. Put your hands behind your back. If we handcuff you, will you go crazy or flip out? I'm going, back to that. No, no. Why didn't you say earlier to the customs official that you had a gun? I'm going, man, I don't know. I was spaced out. I just didn't know. They marched me in the back, locked me in a room, and then a matter of time, they walk me down the hall, dial the U.S. consulate for me, and I have him call Karen Gonzalez to say, I don't think I'm going to make it home today. And the concert tickets are in a red envelope on the dresser. We were going to go to Johnny Lang on Monday. They marched me back, and every hour they look through the window, take the time to see if I drowned myself or hung myself. I don't know. Okay, it happened around 12:30 Sunday afternoon when I hit Canada. It's after 7. They marched me to another room. They go, look, we're going to release you. You need $500 cash to get your van out of impound. I go, it's parked right there out front. And they only take cash. I had cash. Okay, so, and $500 for your bond. We'll take credit card, check, $1,000. Okay, then they take me to another room. They fingerprint me, and then they document all my tattoos. I have to describe them. So, then they march me out front, and they tell me, we're gonna watch you get in your van, and you're gonna go up to the top, go to the left, you hit the U.S. Customs, give them the paperwork, good luck. So I tell them to do this at the U.S. side, and he's going, what? I'm going, look, man, they just told me to pull in front of the office, and we're gonna search your van. I'm going, again? Okay, I go in the office, I'm explaining to the dude, the U.S. guy, he gets an atlas and turns around and goes, look, this is you. This is where you got gas. It's Canada and Sweetgrass. I'm going, you came from Great Falls, you were going to Lincoln for gas, you live in Missoula, but your license says Polson. Yeah, well, I guess I can see where it was. Don't worry about it, man. You're about the fourth or fifth person, you know, who's done that. I'm thinking, well, great, big deal. So they let me go, and I'm driving. It's after 8 at night, it's raining, and I'm going all free. I got him, I'm free. I'm fucking free. Free at last, free at last. You bastard, goddamn piece of shit, RoboCop. Look, I asked, I do not want to come in. You made me come in, the black dog jumped all over me. $1,000, goddamn shit. The CD's playing in my van. It was the other theme CD. And every song was about loss. So I was listening to Lost when I was lost, and I'm coming back. I ejected, throw in Stevie Ray or Carlos Santana. I get back to Missoula, it's 12:35 Monday morning. I have to get Craig Shannon, my friend who's a criminal defense lawyer here, to work for the Canadians, and of course he did it pro bono for me as a friend. So he worked it out, and he worked for 6 weeks on it. They dropped the 2 felony gun smuggling charges, discharged me with a misdemeanor, $1,000. I do not have to go to court, but I have to send the check, $2,000. So I'm saying this, those guys tricked me. They use the oldest trick in the book. Good dog, bad cop. Everything I said was wrong. Boom, 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 boom. I fell for it. I'm stupid. I'm lame. I blew it. But I have my own trick from an old book. Forgive your enemies. customs official number one, poof, forgiven. All you assholes, poof, forgiven. RoboCop, forgiven. Black Dog, oh man, I love you, but forgiven because, you know, you did it. And you know what else? Which is really lame? They kept my gun, eh?
Thanks, Steve. Steve Gonzalez is a third-generation plasterer. He lives in Polson and Missoula, Montana. Although he drives on the Lost Highway, he is still captain of his soul. Learn more about Steve and his work at gonzoplaster.com. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to our title sponsor from the 2015 season, The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. And thanks to all of our sponsors, Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. In addition to great entertainment, the Top Hat offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma Theater, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Acton Seibel, Paul Scar, Kevin Harrington, Steve Gonzalez, Susie Richaud, and Jill Beauchene Albin. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the themes for the 2016 season. TellUsSomething.org.